1, 2, 3, quit!
Yes, sir.
This is Texans Extra Points, and we're happy that you're back with us, Drew, DP, and Mark. All right, let's get into the quarterback spot. Ryan Mallett was the starter Thursday night. He was replaced by Brian Hoyer, but let's stay with Mallett. What has he done well, and what does he need to improve? We start with you, DP.
Well, what he's done well was we got into a little bit of a rhythm in that first opening drive, and then, you know, the ball sort of bounced off Arian Foster's hands and turned into an interception. We still see that he sometimes loses his touch on the ball. You know, sometimes he's got these errant passes. When he's on, but, you know, the consistency is really still a factor with Ryan Mallett.
It was looking like it was going to be his night because in the starts he's won, the one against Cleveland, the one against Tampa Bay, they've run the football well. And when they started out running it pretty well in that first drive, he was good on third down. I thought maybe this is his night, but the dreaded batted ball pick. And how many times has that happened to him this year where it's not necessarily throwing it to the wrong guy, it's throwing it to the right guy and it's off his hands or gets batted at the line and it's hung up for grabs. He's had too many of those situations. And I felt like, hey, you know, could you put him back in? Hoyer started to get it going. And look, remember, these guys are kind of even. Bill O'Brien said it himself in the preseason, but Hoyer got hot. And Foster helped in that regard. Obviously, Hopkins helped. And they really got something good, something positive going offensively. When they hit the Hail Mary, guys, I thought that that was a real changing of the guard kind of thing. Their luck is changing. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is their night. And clearly it wasn't ultimately. That was a good moment, though.
Yeah, you know, Mallett, he put it best. We were putting on a clinic until that interception there at the end of that first drive. So he comes in. Hoyer comes in, does what he does, which you just mentioned. But it goes back to the preseason. We heard from Bill O'Brien, both of these guys are going to play. And I think that's going to remain the case throughout the rest of it. I think the hot hand, or maybe in the cold hand, is going to force that hot hand.
Right.
And I think we're going to see Mallett again. I think we're going to see Hoyer again, no matter what. You know, what happens throughout the rest of this year.
I think it's changing a lot quicker than maybe Bill O'Brien had hoped.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought that one guy would get to play a few games and it wouldn't be Brian Hoyer coming in relief 2 weeks in a row under the circumstances that he's come into. Now, obviously, last week against Atlanta was a very different situation. This week, Ryan Mallett left the game with an injury, and then, like Mark said, Brian Hoyer gets hot and stays in the game, leads them on a couple of scoring drives. But, you know, it's still up in the air what the quarterback situation is, and that's a little bit worrisome for this team heading forward.
I think it is, too, because you'd love to have the guy, right? And, we came into the season thinking, all right, if Hoyer's going to be the guy, great. Hopefully, Mallett never has to play because that means Hoyer's doing great. Well, if Mallett's going to play, you want to see him stay in there because you want to see ultimately what you really have in Ryan Mallett. But now we're going back and forth here a little bit. And then if the season really gets out of hand, it's too bad Tom Savage is hurt because, and I know this is way down the line, if, but you'd love to see what he can do. Maybe not love to see what he can do right now because I'd rather have them have a winning record and just stick with one guy. But they're not there right now. They're in a hole. They're in a sinkhole, and they got to dig themselves out. And it's not just about the quarterbacks. It's all three phases. Bill O'Brien always talks about complementary football, and they're not getting that at all. You know, they give up a play on special teams, they one on defense. It's going in reverse for them right now, and they got to reverse that trend somehow.
You know, one thing that one spot where it's tough to find fault is DeAndre Hopkins. This guy has peeled off 3 100-yard receiving games in each of the last 3 games. Did it again on Thursday night and was looking the part of the number one, as we've seen for the last 2 years.
Well, I think, you know, on that topic right there, we saw what Andre Johnson did in his return.
Yeah.
It was pretty remarkable stuff considering the kind of start he had with the Colts. I felt like he had one of those nights in him, and I was hoping it wouldn't be against the Texans.
Right.
But on this particular night, Hopkins showed how great he is at that position. You saw Jalen Strong, third-round draft choice, the potential of him. And then two other would-be starters, if you will, if you go with a 3-wide set, weren't even available in Cecil Shorts and Nate Washington. Look, the Texans are good at wide receiver. That's not the problem they're having right now. So, you know, good for Andre to have his night. But with Hopkins, you have one of the very best elite wide receivers in the National Football League. No one can dispute that right now.
And Strong was a guy who some had going in the first round, didn't work out for him, and he winds up going in the third of the Texans. They move up to get him, and you see why they wanted to move up to get him. You see those glimpses, those flashes the Jail Mary, as I guess some of his fans have called it. But we've got much more to get into, and we're going to kick it now to John Harris, who gets you up to date on FanDuel.
Hey, everybody. It's FanDuel Formula time yet again. Time to talk a little fantasy football. Let me give you two value plays going up, and let me give you one guy, well, you might want to put on a bench this week. Let's start going up. T.J. Yeldon, running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a rookie. Had a really solid ball game last week. He faces a Tampa Bay defense that's given up some big-time rushing yards at $6,600 on FanDuel. Great value. If you're looking for a waiver wire pickup, this may be the way to go. If you're looking for another running back that you can put as a running back three or a flex spot, how about C.J. Spiller? You saw him in overtime against the Saints, 80 yards up the sideline. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. If you're looking for a cheap value, how about $5,500 on FanDuel? That's great value. Now, let me give you a play. It might get a little dicey. You want to go down. Take him off your bench or put him on your bench. Calvin Johnson. He hasn't produced this year, and the Lions are facing Arizona after having traveled to Seattle, and the Lions are 0-4. Calvin Johnson on FanDuel's $8,100. Yeah, you might want to keep him on a bench or avoid playing him on FanDuel. Thank you all for watching. Go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass, and you can join and play with the league with me and hundreds of others. We'll be back right after this.